Okay, gang, and now, folks, remember, you who are in the barn tonight and the audience who have come from a long distance, you who are newlyweds, or you folks who send your names in here now, we'd like to announce them later on in the evening so the folks at home will know that you made it down all right. Remember now, if you've come from a long distance, if you're a member of a big party, turn those in. We'd like to know who our biggest crowd is. We've been having two or three big busloads from North Carolina every Saturday night, been kind of carrying away the prize on number. Let's see where it'll come from tonight. By the way, we have these states, or people from these states, already registered with us. Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, Michigan, West Virginia, Tennessee. There's a party of three coming in from Texas. They wired to be here a little bit late. And up on the way up from North Carolina is two busloads of the folks, and we have them coming in from Virginia, Arkansas, and Pennsylvania. Now, to hear from any other state that we haven't recorded here, just send up your name and your address, and we'll try to get it on the air after a while with your name and address and where you're from and the good state that you're from and so forth. Now then, we always have to introduce our child star along about this time of the evening. Just any time we can catch her and get her out. That's not her crying, though. She don't cry when she comes out here. She likes to work too well. You know, she just hangs around the barn, wants to come out and do a little song, a little dance every now and then. Long sometime during the program when we have time, we like to take care of her because we know all the little boys and girls like to see little Eller, some of the big boys too, I bet you. And now here's little Eller all ready to come on. Let's get ready. Come on, honey. We're waiting for you. Get right out of here. That's a girl. That's it. Kind of catch your second breath, and she'll be right back with you almost before you know it. Now, folks, we'd like to have you see something that you've heard and you've probably wondered about. Folks have told you, maybe you believed it, maybe you didn't. You know, we have a boy here on the barn dance, Emory Martin, of course, a one-armed boy who plays a five-string banjo. You've often wondered how he does it. Some of you have seen him around at fairs and various personal appearances and here in the barn. He generally plays by noting the banjo with the stub of the arm. Sometimes he uses his toes. Tonight he uses his teeth. He's going to show you just what he can do. Now watch this boy play the five-string banjo with his teeth and listen to every note just as perfect as if he had 15 or 20 fingers on the string. Emory Martin now, and the tune is Turkey in the Straw. Thank you. Well, now, you've seen him do it. You have to believe it, but you'd have to see it before you believe it, I'm sure of that. You know, you can't do anything with a boy like that. You take a fellow with that much determination, a boy who's had one arm all of his life, and is determined to learn to play the banjo, a very hard instrument to master. And a fellow who can do it that way, you just have to take your hats off to the good old American spirit that kept a boy like Emory Martin right on the job until he got clear to the top in his particular profession. Now then, the Rusty Gate Quartet's got a little number they want to sing, and I know you want to hear it. Here come the four boys now to sing, "I Know the Lord Has Laid His Hands on Me." A little spiritual tonight.
Such a fight before.
I know the Lord has laid his hands on me.
King Jesus preaching to the poor.
I know the Lord has laid his hands on me.
Oh,
I know the Lord. I know the Lord. I know the Lord has laid his hands on me.
Oh,
I know the Lord. I know the Lord. I know the Lord has laid his hands on me.
Did you ever see such a perfect day? When Jesus washed my sins away,
I know the Lord has laid his hands on me.
Oh,
I know the Lord, I know the Lord, I know the Lord has laid his hands on me.
Oh,
I know the Lord, I know the Lord, I know the Lord has laid his hands on me. I know the Lord.
Let's give them another tune while they're anxious to go here. But where's your quartet? What else can you do with the folks here in a hurry? You know, times are getting short.
Well, open up them quartet gates.
Well, open them up. Let them swing.
Open up them quartet gates. Open up them quartet gates. Open up them quartet gates for me. Hallelujah. When I hear that trumpet blast, I'm coming home at last. Open up them quartet gates for me.
Now go out to your chicken roost, ask yourself an honest question, and the Lord will know it if you lie. You better turn all them chickens loose, or you'll die from indigestion when you eat that stolen chicken pie.
Open up them pearly gates, open up them pearly gates, open up them pearly gates for me. Hallelujah, when I hear that trumpet blast, I'm coming home at last. Open up them pearly gates for me. Open up them pearly gates for me.
That's kind of good going, boys. That's kind of fine. Well, now, wait a minute, folks. Be reasonable on this thing. Wait a minute here. We'll have to come back with them later on. We're on the air and going off mighty fast. Time's getting short here. We want to have time to tell the folks to come on down and see us tonight and every Saturday night here in the old barn and see and hear the only barn dance in America that's put on in a real barn by the folks who live in an actual community. Come down and be with us any Saturday night. We're always glad to have you. The last string's always out. Little theme, boys, and we're on the way.
Invited to listen again at 8:45 tonight and 6:30 next Saturday night for more barn dance parties with John Lehrer as your master of ceremonies. The Saturday night barn dance party came to you direct from Renfro Valley through the facilities of WHAS in Louisville, Kentucky.